call our meeting to order. Got 9 o'clock. Commissioners Strahan and Pennell and Mr. Strafis is on the telephone. Sherry Veltkamp will open us with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge. If everybody stand.
Father God, we just come before your throne of grace this morning, and we just ask for your blessing upon this meeting. We ask your blessing upon all people here. We ask for your blessing, especially upon this county. We pray that you will let this room today be filled with wisdom, knowledge, peace, patience, and understanding. And we ask, Heavenly Father, for your will, not our will, to be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thanks, Sherry. Next, we've got minutes. Any comments or questions there?
Yeah, I've got two corrections to make. One is the 12th. July, the second page, where it says Pro Tem Pavilion approval, that should be 25 feet instead of 2,500.
Okay.
And then over in, let me see here, I picked up somebody else there, I've got it circled. Over on the 14th, the fourth paragraph down, I would ask that the paragraph be stricken from the minutes and all except for the last sentence, and you can put Commissioner Strahan discussed the prioritizing the projects with the planning grant. The other one makes no sense whatsoever. We talked extensively about that, and I would ask that that other part of the paragraph be stricken. It says on there that it acts like that I want MoDOT, the county, to take care of MoDOT's problems, and that's not what was stated or intended at all.
Okay, that's the fourth paragraph
on the second page.
Second page, July 14th.
Right, and you can strike the whole paragraph if you wish to.
Okay. You tell us what you want to do, and I'll go with you.
Well, just
leave. I'm fine with you striking it, too.
Huh?
I'm fine with you striking that paragraph. I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It looks like the county's going to take care of all the MoDOT's problems. So I just make a motion we strike the whole paragraph.
Okay. All right, so July 14th, we're going to strike fourth paragraph, page 2, and on the 12th, what was that again?
It's 25 feet instead of 25.
Oh, yeah, 25 on the Pro Tem Pavilion.
Yeah.
And I've got one on the 15th. It's bid awards on the airport. It says Commissioner Pennell announced that the airport board had recommended accepting the bid. We probably ought to word that a little bit different. I think I've made a motion to
approve
accept the bid on the airport's approval.
Yeah, you were on the phone, but I think that's what you meant too. That's what you said, I think. Because we're voting on approval or disapproval.
Right. That was a phone except for you.
Yeah.
I hear Christy typing away there. So we got those three corrections on July 8th, 12th, 14th, and 15th.
After that, I'll make a motion for approval.
With corrections. Second. Any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Jim, aye.
Motion carries. All right. Next, we've got accounts payable and journal, and there's one journal entry in there.
I make a motion for approval. Did you see anything? I didn't see anything that was out of.
Looked good to me.
I'm going to abstain. I haven't seen
it. Okay. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And abstain?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we've got public comment on our agenda.
Richard Jones.
Richard, did you want to speak to us about the September 11th? Thank you, sir. Jim, to kind of bring you up as Richard's getting to the podium, he's handed us a page here. It says, Cry Out America, National Prayer Meeting, September 11th, 2010, 12 noon, Taney County Courthouse by flagpole.
Okay.
Floor is yours.
Yes, and we just kept asking. We did this before last year, and we want to do it again, and we just want to get permission to use the grounds on that day, September 11th.
Okay.
And I had a question. If this is on a Saturday this year, is the courthouse open on Saturdays?
I don't know.
If we want to use restrooms?
It's not open, but I think you could see the maintenance staff.
I don't know if we'll have maintenance staff. I mean, you could make arrangements, obviously, but generally I think after hours, unless we have a meeting here, it's locked, and on the weekends it's locked. When I come in on the weekend, I have to unlock it, so you'd have to have somebody here, but if you want to do that,
We can work on that. I haven't looked that far ahead in my schedule.
Last year we had 50 or 60 people, and I don't know how many this year, maybe more. And
with the heat like it is, and we had one lady had a little slight heat stroke year before last at that, so I would think that it would be a good thing to have the building open as hot as it is.
Yeah. And Brother Rick Finley has offered to give us a sound system out there so we can use that day. And so what we just wanted permission to do that.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Anybody, we're not posted for this, but anybody have any conflict or problem with that?
No, just Jim, I have no problem with it. We just have to work out the detail with the maintenance people.
Okay. Got a nod from Danny and a nod from Chuck. You're good to go.
Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Appreciate you doing it.
You have a good day.
All right, you too. All right.
Ron Hershen.
Welcome, sir.
I came this morning to follow up on a comment that I made at our Tuesday night event. I am concerned that this commission, in addressing the cup of coffee four times, is in fact doing exactly what the public is saying that you're doing, which is attacking one another and not looking at the real issues. I would argue that any one of the three of you could have at any time offered to pay the $3.40. Put that issue behind you and focus on what should have happened, which is setting up some kind of expense guidelines so that the problem never happens in the future. To be concerned over the expense, I've shared with Mr. Pennell that I agree with him, and I think it is appropriate to question. It's not appropriate to question it four times. This commission should be smarter than that and should be focused on big issues and not working so hard to poke each other with a sharp stick. So I just ask y'all to use this as a learning experience. Again, let's focus on the big issues, which is what happens the next time someone goes on a trip. If they spend $500 at the Ritz-Carlton for a hotel room, we don't pay that? We may have to if we don't have guidelines. And I just ask y'all to focus on the big picture. I would like to personally pay for Mr. Schroffus's cup of coffee. Here's $3.40. And it's a treat to get to buy him that. And hopefully y'all can approve his expense report and move on. Thank you.
Mr. Hershen, please,
yes,
before you leave the podium, I had preparation for this situation a week ago. because the offer was made to pay for the coffee. The treasurer, who's here, the treasurer is responsible for receiving money. The county commission is not, as you're well aware, I believe.
I was just going to leave it here, knowing that it's somewhat appropriate. I'd be happy to give it to the treasurer.
Thank you, sir. Okay, other comments? Is that it, Nikki?
That's it.
All right. Next, we've got, under new and old business, we've got Northern Bay at Hollister Maintenance Shed. Rick's making voice, or... Okay. Before we go on to new and old business, Rick's got fund balances he's going to present.
I'd say this is old business. I'd email those to you the first of the month, and you know, normally we put those in the minutes. I didn't mention them in the meeting. No one, I guess, did. Donna wanted those brought up in the meeting so she could put those in the minutes. And so if you guys have any questions, I'd like to answer those. It's mid-year, monthly reports, fund balances. And we normally put those in minutes. It's just kind of a normal thing.
Rick, do you have any, did you see any concerns or questions or?
We are right tracking about where we thought we would be on the budget as far as general county revenue. The road and bridge actually has positive cash flow at mid-year, which is a good thing. Somebody's done some good things there. The rest of them, I look down through all those and don't remember anything coming to my mind that was out of line, huh? Danny, good question.
No, you've already let us look at that.
So. Yeah, you guys got it first of the month, but, always. If you ever have any questions, guys, try to let me know. I know you're busy and.
Okay. We will ask that these be presented in the minutes, correct?
Right.
Got a nod from Danny. All right there, Jim?
Yes, sir. Fine.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
Now, before we get into that other deal, I'm going to address something. I have to sit here and listen to things, and Mr. Hershen got up and made that comment about the coffee. Well, Mr. Pennell, back when you were, when Mr. Hershen was in office, at the time, and I guess didn't have the oversight to see where you had took Larry Rowland out to lunch, and you charged a coffee on that bill, and it was listed as coffee, so on his lunch deal. So I think everything is being overemphasized. If you're on a business meeting with the county, I think that you have the right to do those kind of things. If you carry it to extreme, like a $500 night stay over, then I think that you've stepped out of bounds, and the commission is here to look that over and reject or approve anything that was on that level. That's all I've got to say about that situation, and I hope that's the last time we hear anything about it.
I'm just curious how long it took you to find where Larry Rowland had lunch with a cup of coffee.
Didn't take me no time.
Was that possibly at Marionville at the Solid Waste District meeting?
I said I didn't want to discuss this anymore.
Okay. All right. Anything else before we move on? New and old business, Northern Bay at Hollister Maintenance Shed. See a couple of good-looking MoDOT folks who would like to... That was you guys back there. Well, at least one. Connie, anyway. Welcome, Connie and Bert. Did you all want to speak to us on this, or who put this on the agenda? Connie, did you ask it? Come on up, if you would, to the mic. And we've got some pictures here, and...
We just would like to ask the commission if they would be willing to go 50% on building a vehicle wash bay there, and you know, of course, then with you owning the site, that you would own the vehicle wash, but we were just wondering if you might go half on that. We've got to have a vehicle wash for our trucks, and, of course, that's mostly after snow removal and stuff, but...
Connie, is there, there's an old bay up there. Is it not... is it where you washed before, isn't it?
There's no drain. We thought there was a drain in there, and there's no drain. So opposed to putting a drain in the building, it seems like it's cheaper to actually put up a wash. And it would be just, you know, a concrete slab, kind of a Quonset hut type thing, and then just a regular power washer to wash the vehicles with.
I see that you've got on this proposal that you've sent in. Do you have an estimated cost of what it would cost us? Are we going to need to go out for bid and all those things?
We think it would cost around $40,000. We've been putting them in at some of our other facilities. You know, until you get the actual bid, you don't know for sure, but it's always been running somewhere around $40,000.
Connie, can you let us know where we are on the purchase of the property?
We're ready to go as soon as we get this vehicle wash worked out, and we thought we were ready to go with the Northern Bay, and then we realized there wasn't a drain there.
Okay.
So we appreciate that you've signed the sales agreement and the lease agreement and everything.
If we put...
I'm sorry.
If we put this in and we have to have a drain on this one, that's not in on the other one. Are we going to have a holding tank for all the drain water and everything that goes off? And is that going to be an added expense for us? Or does the $40,000 include that part of the equation?
Well, it will need to drain into the sewer system. So I don't know about a holding tank, do you?
Drained directly into the sewer?
This is Jim. I kind of know something about washes, and there's going to have to be a grease trap for a car wash put in there before it goes into the sewer system.
Right. Oil separator.
Okay.
Is that part of is that part of your $40,000, though, is what I'm saying, my question was.
All right.
$40,000 is a total, which you're asking be split, mm-hmm. half the state and half the county.
Correct.
I do have one more question for Connie.
Okay.
Originally, in this discussion of the wash bay, this was a temporary solution until you guys built a permanent one out by your high road location. Does that mean you're going to not build the high road location and this will be more permanent?
To build the location at the high road, we have to bring sewer up there. And right now, we don't have anyone close enough that it would cost us much more than this vehicle wash here would cost us.
Yeah.
We just don't have the money right now to bring that. You know, once we do have, we will bring the sewer out there.
So it's it would be a temporary measure, but it may be a long time temporary, depending on
Correct.
How long to get the sewer,
Correct.
Which
we've
had.
We've got a car wash there now.
Specs. Bert, excuse me, but you better come up to the mic. We're on folks listening outside, plus we tape our meetings in case you got other comments. But I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah, we've got a car wash there now, but it drains into a septic system and it don't meet the environmental requirements, so we would shut that one down until we come up with the funds to connect to the sewer. Then we would, I don't know how their agreement would go with you. I guess it'd just be your car wash then. We'd be done with it. Yeah.
I got one more question. The $40,000 that you've been putting in, those are you're talking about the bay and taking the line to the sewer treatment or below there?
Well, it wouldn't be a bay. It'd just be, like you said, a concrete pad that would drain into it, and you got to cover it so the storm water don't get in there.
Right. But then the line that goes down the hill, because the sewer, if I'm not mistaken, unless it runs up the back and goes to some of those citizens up there,
it's
all the way
front.
Down in the front.
Right.
See? And I would wonder if, we're going to have a drain line that runs mm-hmm. the full length mm-hmm. of
basically from where you got this, it'd be the full length of a parking lot.
Right, yeah, we'd have to decide, you know, you and us, or
right.
you would, where you want the car wash. I guess it'd be your truck wash when we're done, so yeah, you decide where you want it.
Putting a drain in the bay would cost more than putting up a whole new
facility. And then our trucks, you know how big our trucks are. It probably won't fit in those bays, and that's part of the reasons we're, you know, building these bigger facilities. So I don't know if you got to get a truck in there with a plow on it, you know, and possibly a sander in it. So those bays really aren't big enough for a truck wash. And then just the way that they're constructed, you know, the cinder block walls and are painted, and you'd have to put up another wall inside of one to make a, you know, so the water, you know, the pressure and the water and debris wouldn't be going all the rest of your building. So ideally it'd be better.
I haven't looked it over for this particular situation that you're talking about, the grounds. I can't see if the state's going to go in half, so we're talking about around $20,000 our part would be.
Yeah, estimate right now. I think we've been building for 30, I don't know, 36, so we just said 40,
but
it may be 50. You know, it could be 50,000, split 25. We don't know, you know, you don't know until you get
right. And
tied down.
Location on this, you know, I have been out there to look and see where we might want to stick this at, and take Frank out and
look it Frank over. Totally, and you know, the commission, where you want that, where
right.
you serve your servant. You know.
Now, is our agreement upon this, is that going to pretty well put the Road Barn building into your paperwork, and everything will be sent to us for the purchase at that point, or
yes.
I mean, everything's been filled out by us and agreed on and by you, I guess, and we just need to get that finalized.
Right.
And this, our agreement upon this facility will facilitate that after the bids come in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure. So do we have an agreement now to buy the barn?
Not until they sign it, I don't think.
Yeah, we have not signed it yet because this came up. But,
okay.
You know, we are still moving forward to convey it to you. This came up, and then the price of this, and, you know, we can reduce the price, the sales price of the building by your half of the vehicle wash, if that works better for you. I don't know how you want to do that.
So we have, Bob, help me out. You've reviewed the contract. We've approved this.
We approved
it,
signed it, and sent it to them. Now what they're asking is that we put in a $40,000 approximate addition for the wash. And now what I'm hearing from Mrs. Wilson is that they'll take that off the purchase price possibly, so really it won't cost us anything. It's just a matter of how the cash is flowed.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about taking what you're recommending, the state's half off of the purchase price, but the county would still have another.
County would still, yeah.
So we're looking at it costing the county another $25,000 over what we've projected at this point. Right?
Are you willing to take off our half that we spend for the car wash off of the purchase price?
Yes.
Right.
So we're not actually spending an extra $20,000.
If it's $225,000 and the car wash is $50,000, you only owe us $200,000. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we'd pay for the other $25,000 of the car wash.
But we're still going to be paying the extra $25,000 or $20,000.
Correct, but rather than paying.
I didn't think so. I thought I was right, but now I'm confused.
So am I. So can you, bottom line, with this car wash built, what's it going to cost Taney County to get the facility?
The $211,000 that we had agreed on, plus $20,000 for your half of a car wash, or
whatever it is,
somewhere around $20,000.
Yeah. So the purchase price will go up by the cost of the
half.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Chuck, but yeah, we're going to pay the extra 20.
You are. What I'm saying is that, you know, we can take that off of the sales price so that...
Your half.
Yeah.
The state's half.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha, I think.
I've got me confused.
Got yourself confused? I've been there before.
We'll have to go up and locate the facility because that'll make a difference in the cost. And so that's after the bids come in.
I would like to table it, see it, and make sure that this 36,000 or 50,000 is right for that location because of the sewer. So I'd like to make sure that we've got, before I say yes or before I think about yes, is to just make sure that the location will get us within the estimated prices.
That wouldn't be any problem with you guys, would it, as far as what we're doing? And
no, like you say.
I'd like to send, Frank's gone this week, and I'd like to send him out to the facility because I myself have been on here several times since we talked about this, but I can't visualize exactly where I would want to put that at. And that'll be left up to Frank and the work crews, I imagine, to where that location would be best suited. And we might ask that, I'm going to second his motion to table if it's okay with you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay. Other questions, comments?
We'll schedule a meeting to go out there.
Because if we don't put it on top of the hill, if you put it on the other side of the hill and you got to pump it over the hill or dig really deep, then you're...
Right.
Or if you can gravity feed it, you know, it's going to be less expensive.
Right.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Motion carries. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next on our agenda is City of Forsyth request. Has to do a sewer treatment facility. We got Chris Robertson coming.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Nikki, did Ruth send over copies of that topo and nail so you guys all have a copy of what we're looking at today?
Yes, sir.
This is basically
we got a map and a letter.
Just the last stage in the request for approval for sewer sales tax dollars to purchase this land behind our current wastewater treatment facility.
Right.
In Forsyth. And just here to answer any questions. The mayor and board of aldermen have been in negotiations with the owner, and she has accepted our offer of $40,000, plus we will pay all closing costs. So we would just like you to approve up to $50,000, which should cover closing and everything else. And obviously we've got sewer projects going on left and right, and we are going to need to expand our treatment plant probably before the next major project. We are currently experiencing a little bit of problem with the Y Highway project, the way it's going. So we're definitely looking at expansion. If we have to re-permit, it's probably going to mean phosphorus removal, which will be east of the treatment plant or downstream, and we currently do not own the land behind us. It's not the best land. It's basically what we hillbillies would call a holler with a hill on both sides, but that's the last piece of land between us and the Corps. So to have that, you know, would be very important to us. Now, we've got 11 acres down there, but excavation would have to be done more extensively on either side of that.
You've already presented this to the sewer board.
The sewer board has given us approval.
And another question I'm getting, when you talk about expansion, you're going to, if you have any expansion, it'll be up on that piece of ground?
Yes. Yeah. If you get re-permitted, we would have to build, depending on how the biosolids project turns out, we may have to build more sludge storage, which would have to be downstream, phosphorus removal and sand filters, which is downstream. Where the side that Larry Snyder blew off down there to get gravel out, we could go that direction, which I believe would be south on that excavation, build another oxidation ditch if need be. And then west, we would have to The problem we've got now is the new lift station that was put online has a 2,000-gallon minute pump. Larry Schneider turned that on the other day and didn't ramp it down and sent flow to us faster than, you know, we could take care of it the way it should be taken care of. Now, there was not a bypass or anything like that, but they have it slowed down as slow as it will go now, and it's still, if it was a rain event, there might be a problem. So we're doing some modifications. We're talking to the engineers and trying to take care of things there. But we will have to put in a flow equalization ditch at the headworks before we put any other major project online.
You have all, as you mentioned there before, you have 11 acres, and this with this property here, that would allow you to go ahead and do your expansion, your SURE project.
When we need to, yes.
When you need to.
And of course, you know, when we do that, we would use, you know, our share of the sewer treatment sales tax dollars to do this with the county, like in the past. But I just wanted you guys to be aware that, you know, I think it's good business to own all the land around a treatment plant as many sewer projects as we've got in the works. And I've been talking to this lady personally for about the last 2 years, and with the recession that's going on, we had a chance to get the property cheaper now than, you know, we ever could have.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Any questions or comments? Jim, you all right? Mr. Strophus, you out there? Okay.
I'm good. I reviewed the documents, and so I'm prepared.
Okay. How about a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve.
I'll second. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Chris, thanks for coming.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate what you do. All right. Other questions or comments? Business of the commission. All right. We'll take a couple-minute recess and go into our weekly agenda. We've got some road petition work and this and that.